Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome back to the Unreal After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're going to be breaking down Season 3, Episode 5, and we have Alex Sparrow in the studio. We're so excited. You know, we're going to be talking about the normal Unreal things, drama, drugs, romance, blackmail. We cannot wait, so please stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello again, After Buzzers. Thanks for tuning in. And by the way, this is Alex Sparrow playing for us right now. I am your host, Sam Davidson. I have an awesome panelist of ladies here.
Hey, everyone. I'm Leslie Powers.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards.
Hey, guys. I'm Taylor Gates.
And Alex Sparrow.
I'm Alex Sparrow. Hi.
Okay, can you say how you really say your name for us?
My real name. Actually, Sparrow, it's a translation from my family name. But it's possible to pronounce it for you, as we already tried. Alexei Vorobyov.
Yeah, see, so Alex Sparrow. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you guys for joining us. Taylor's in the chat. We have some really fun questions from you guys. And let's get into this week's episode. Taylor and I were talking about it before. It just keeps on getting better and better, yeah. I think. I loved this episode and last week's. What do you guys think overall?
Oh, I just thought Quinn had the zingers this episode. She was on top of her game. And that ending the last 2 minutes with lovely Alex Sparrow over here and Jay. I thought it was a really good Jay episode, too. So
yeah.
I feel like everyone's getting comfortable and settling in to their characters. And it's been awesome.
I overall loved this episode. It was interesting to see actually what went on with Madison in this episode. Mm-hmm. I actually am starting to like Madison a little bit more. Before, every week I'm like, oh, she's a hoe. But this week I actually am kind of liking her. So she's winning me over.
See, I've been team Madison since day one when she still had the braided pigtails and everything. But I love the fact that they're finally kind of exploring the relationship between her and Quinn and like the power dynamics are kind of shifting. And like you said, this episode and the last one have been like just the greatest pair, I feel like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So did you catch up on the show, Alex, before you came? You know, have you watched the past seasons, like season one, season two? And
yeah,
you're a fan
course.
Now?
Of course, I'm a biggest fan of this show. The funniest thing that when I had an audition for this show, mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about it. And I heard, because I was in Russian Bachelor, I told you that.
Yeah, you guys, he was the Russian Bachelor. How cool is that? I think it's so cool.
So I know exactly how the whole show is actually built from inside. And when I got an audition, I didn't know what for. Just you know, it's like auditions, you got a role, character, blah, 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 blah. And then producers told me that it's a show about how the Bachelor is made, and said, do you know that I was a bachelor?
Yeah. I got this.
And they said, no, really? I said, yes. So it was pretty incredible to be on the other side, you know.
Yeah.
Because to become one of these 25 people who cannot pick.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. before I was the one who was picking.
Did you find it, like, true to form? You know, did you find it true, the way the show portrays it and how it really was for you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot. The fact that producers are actually making the show,
yeah,
it's real truth about The Bachelor. Because, I mean, no one gonna watch if just, you know, nice people gonna hold hands and mm-hmm. Walk and talk. Oh, what do you like? I like soup and I like pasta. Beautiful. No one gonna watch it. They need something. They need blood. They need they need something crazy.
Some poof poof magic. I think.
Poof poof magic. They need something crazy.
Drama.
Yeah.
I love that. I really. Oh god, the poof poof magic. I'm just never gonna be. I'm like. I rewound it and I was like, did he say poof poof magic?
He did indeed.
Okay, that's a new name for it. You know, I love that. I want to start off the recap by talking about Serena and all of her drama and romance and, you know, Ranger Pam. There was that.
On Craigslist.
Yeah. I mean, so funny. I loved this scene because it was mm-hmm. unreal doing funny stuff and really working with comedy. And we know that August is in the doghouse mm-hmm. and they set him up with this woman they found off Craigslist. And she ends up picking Jasper for the overnight date. What did you guys think about her not picking... oh my God, I just forgot his name.
Owen.
Owen, God, of course, Owen. And just the date in general, were you as entertained as I was?
Absolutely. And the week after Bungazi, like, they just keep doing, and even after, like, the fairy tale scene, they've been doing some really funny stuff, like, in terms of the competitions for the contestants. And I thought her not picking Owen, I wasn't surprised, but it was kind of a slap in the face.
Yeah.
Because he was killing it. He stopped and picked flowers before he got done with that obstacle course.
But I feel like he's so that character. Right. That's on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette is like he's that one really nice guy who tries really hard. Yeah. But maybe he's going to be the one with skeletons in his closet because he might have a deep, dark secret. He's a little too nice.
Yeah, I was disappointed that she didn't choose him because I was like, come on, he won. He brought the flowers. You did kiss him earlier. I mean, come on, give him a little bit of something overnight. Give him something. I thought he deserved it, so I was a little disappointed.
Well, I was sad. Was Alexi on that date? Was he there?
Yeah.
He was there. I always want to see, like, do you have a lot of stuff that they maybe cut, you know, for time?
Yeah, of course. This scene when all these guys they were running, there was the scene was cut. They cut the scene where I just said, I'm not even gonna try to run and do that stuff. I was just standing with the drink. And in the end, they saw me on the backstage like I'm just walking with a drink, smoking cigarette. And then I'm starting, you know, to see that basically cameras are seeing me. So I'm pretending that I'm running really hard. Oh, and I'm like, oh my God, it was so hard. So like I was pretending that I'm actually running and doing stuff. But I was not because I was just walking around with a drink and cigarettes and living, you know, like a beautiful life of a ballet dancer.
Yeah. I hope that they release these.
That would have been so fun to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes probably because of the, it should be like an hour show, they cannot put everything you act there. Of course, and a lot of actors, they should just keep the story.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I mean, last episode, you got some really great stuff.
Yeah.
You
know? Yep.
That was, I loved it. And I always miss, I love your character. I just want to say, I was talking to myself a little bit on the ride here about, oh my God, why am I saying this? About like what I was going to say to you a little bit. And I was like, you know what? I think you're my favorite contestant out of all three seasons. I really think you are.
Mine too.
The most entertaining.
Yes, very much the most entertaining.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And it's a pleasure to hear something like this. Really.
I practice.
And very authentic. I feel like you're, as an actor, very authentic.
This character is so hard. Really. Yeah. It's something like really outstanding. It was such a challenge to go so far from myself. Because I've done a lot of stuff as an actor, but this guy, he's so crazy. Every scene is like so different. So like I was not prepared to do so many things, and sometimes I was not even ready. Like I didn't know what's gonna happen. Like I was okay in this scene. I'm gonna do that or that or okay. Let it go for it. And the scene in the theater, I was. Well, how to say it in English?
It was like a lift.
A lift. I was lifting the woman.
Yeah.
With one hand.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I was rehearsing for a month in the gym. I was taking weight, and I was because I knew that I want to do something like this, something crazy, to show that my character is actually. How to say that, under some drugs.
On drugs, yeah.
Yeah, so he's like, he has superpower.
Superhuman strength.
Yeah, exactly. And I was rehearsing for a month to do this. And one time, the girl who's a makeup artist, she had a lot of problems with me. Because one of the weights I was trying to lift hit my face. And I had a thing right here on my face. Yeah, but I was getting ready. I was preparing. Yeah. And in the end, when I had to do it like 50 times... And director of this episode, it was Shiri. She told me, okay, just a few more times. Do you want to try at least once? Like after 30 times, I did it. Just a few more times. And I was like.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't drop.
It was funny.
Wow. That, you know, awesome. Commitment, real commitment there, guys. Want to talk about Jasper, though, for a moment. You know, every second he gets closer to Serena, you know she's going to find out his big, dark secret. I just personally loved that she got so mad when she found out. She was like, well, whatever, you're not the first. Like, I did it with the jockey.
That was probably my favorite part of the episode.
And his face, he was like, what?
He's like, wait a second.
So he's sad that she's mad at him and that he doesn't get $400,000.
Yes. It's a sad day. I just remember Bart being here and just being like, oh, I wish I could tell you. And he was probably talking about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling about these two? Do you think they're gonna go for the long haul, that she can forgive him and that his feelings are real?
I think his feelings are real. And I'm glad that she decided to cut nobody this episode and kind of just have it be a sort of clean slate, because then there's hope for him. There's hope that August is going to make a rebound. Like, all kind of the previous stuff is almost off because she's playing by her rules now. And so yeah. I'm excited that she didn't cut anyone this week.
I would prefer that she would cut all of them. Honestly,
you're like, including her. She doesn't need to be there either. It's just,
hey, Alexi's getting his own show.
That's a good one.
Alexi is winning all the way around. Yeah, I was disappointed because I was like, okay, cut both of them. Cut August for being a tattletale and cut Jasper for the bed.
But we don't get to see them every week. You want that?
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Let them fight to get back on there. People come back. But, you know. But yeah, so to me, I did feel like she kind of wimped out by saying, I'm not going to cut anyone. Like, girl, come on. That being said, I do feel like even though he came on a bet, he has developed feelings for her, which is, you know, I mean, that's a storyline in several other plays historically over time, where like you start off at a bet or you start off at a challenge and then you really start to like the person. So so I think it'll be interesting to see what he has to do to gain her trust back. So.
It's like A Walk to Remember. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, but she's dying.
I know. But he still has to hang out with her.
So who knows?
Who knows what's going to happen?
I'm just like, the endings of each season are always so ludicrous that I'm ready for her to be like, I'm a lesbian at the end. And just be like, Rachel, you know, shall we? And maybe they'll ride off into the sunset.
They do seem to like each other a lot.
I know.
They do, actually.
Let's talk about Quinn a little bit. Yeah. We love Quinn this episode. Quinn. She maybe has stopped drinking as much. Maybe not, but she's
like
back on her feet.
Celebratory drinking now.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so at least she has a reason to be celebrating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not just drinking to drink.
Yeah, exactly. The stuff with Gary is so fun for me. You know, I always find it fascinating to see a woman kind of be like, no, get on your knees, do what I tell you to. And I mean, that's what she did. What did you guys think about the whole thing?
Oh, I thought it was amazing. It was just that moment. It was like, mic drop. Quinn's winning.
I thought it was amazing. I love Quinn, and I love Constance Zimmer as an actress anyway. Although, I don't know. I was like, did I miss something? Like, I did feel like, okay, shutting the entire show down because he wouldn't take a meeting with you did seem like a tad bit over the top. Like, I liked her line, like, I'm not going to take this, period. But I was like, really? You going to shut down the whole show? Maybe he just ran late. Like, I mean, I know it was a clear diss, but I thought, you know, it was extreme. It paid off. I mean, it was a great move. But I was like, wow, she's really going to war because he missed a meeting, so.
Well, I think it was that, but also the disrespect of like, oh, but my assistant Lenny will hear.
Yes.
And she was like,
my assistant.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it made me feel really bad because in Hollywood, I do think confidently that a huge percentage of the time, if there was a man in Quinn's shoes, they would have taken the meeting. That would not have happened. But it's like when you're a woman and you fail, no matter how much money you've made for everyone, it's just harder to recover if you do one little thing wrong. Where I feel like someone like Chet, who's done a million things wrong, he's still somehow there. And it reminds me of kind of the theme of this show, you know, women fighting for their place. And it frustrated me, of course, you know?
Yes. Yeah, and Madison had been, like, feeding him information. She's drinking a lot. And so I think that was giving him fuel for his fire to be like, well, I'm not going to take anything from her. I don't want to hear it.
So we asked some of the guys that came here the first week,
Are
you more of a Quinn or a Rachel if you had to pick?
Quinn.
Yeah, I see you as more of a Quinn, yeah. You know, put it all out there.
I like both of them. Like, as a characters, as a personality, they are both crazy.
Yeah.
Really. Absolutely crazy and unpredictable. almost as much as my character, but not as much, actually. But still, it's really hard to pick one of them, because, but maybe Queen, because, I don't know, maybe because of her smile. Just
yes.
Like
yes.
This.
I do love her smile. That's very true.
All right, you guys. Well, speaking of someone who has a wonderful smile, when you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those of you who do, we have got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted, and Lord knows I need one. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was us who sent you there. Yes, the Unreal After Show. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out, people.
Yes. Yeah.
Can you imagine how much time I would need to read all this? Just like, really, we would run out of time. Like, at the end of the page, I would like, and go and subscribe.
Support Maria on her podcast.
Well, I was, you know, looking at your Instagram and stuff, and I was trying to make hashtags, and I was, like, copying and pasting those different letters that you guys have. That are Well, they're not the same. I mean,
yeah.
I didn't,
yeah,
you know.
They are not the same. I actually follow a few Russian manicurists, and I don't know what they say, but their nails are amazing.
Well, and the translations on the apps are always terrible. It's like,
I started to post stuff in English also, because I understand that, mm-hmm. that some people are getting interesting like in what am I in real life, not in Unreal TV show. So I started to post in English also.
Good.
Yay.
Thank you for that.
Gotta love that.
Following you now, so that'll be helpful.
I want to talk about this Quinn and Gary showdown. The whole cast, mm-hmm. the whole crew, they were all there watching it. And, you know, here comes the blackmail. Madison has finally come to the lights. I mean, you know, every side is dark.
The good side?
The good side. But he gets taken down fast. And again, so we've talked about in a lot of episodes before this, they, on the show, it's like they wrote it a really long time ago, but mm-hmm. they air kind of as those things start to happen in real life, like the big issues that we are having in this country. Mm-hmm. And so the Me Too movement, I mean, having this episode come after that and being like, you will be shunned from Hollywood. I mean, I was just thinking Harvey Weinstein. I mean, he's never going to be able to work again, that's for sure. And like, that is what was dangling over Gary's head. Yep. And now, mm-hmm. you know, he's a...
And he was taking money from Chet, too. So I think Chet was like, that's not cool. We might play golf together or whatever they do, but as bros.
Yeah, as bros, they weren't so chill.
I absolutely love the fact that he was like, thank you for the opportunity. Yes. Quinn. That line
that was good
so
acting
good.
By that actor that plays Gary. He was really good.
Yeah, he was really, really good. And now Chet has a thing for Quinn again. You know, I liked it.
So you call it this way, has a thing.
Yeah, they have a thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Crushing on her again.
Yeah, it means like they have a connection-ish mm-hmm. again. Yeah.
Some people call it a backslide, but yeah, it's like...
No, actually, in the show, he just said that he got...
Yes. I think you can...
Oh,
can you
the say? Viagra? Yeah, you could... Oh, the boner? We can say boner.
Can you say boner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what we can say or what not.
Yeah, I have it in my notes. Yeah, he has a boner for an...
He has a boner without Viagra, yes. I think that was...
Love.
Which
said.
Means it's genuine.
Yes. It, you know, you guys...
That's when you know the feelings are real.
Yeah. Exactly. We see her go to this club. I don't really know what significance this scene has. I feel like it has to have something. And you guys know, or I knew I recognized the actress that was in that scene. What was her name again?
Tracy Toms.
Yes, Tracy Toms.
So
she, Quinn's there dancing with her. We don't know what kind of relationship they've had in the past. And she is a pretty big star, so I'm interested to see how they're going to use her for the rest of the season.
Well, sorry, don't want to interrupt, but she was doing, like, a Q&A, like, a couple months ago, and so I tweeted her and asked her if she could tell us anything about her Unreal character, and all she said was, "I'm playing another power lesbian." So,
love that.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I wondered if things
were
cut.
I was there, but I haven't seen anything, like...
Yeah.
I haven't seen, so maybe I was too much in my character. Maybe I just didn't really, you know, what's happening there.
Yeah, you were paying attention.
Makes sense. I mean, you know, you were focused on Jay. I want to talk about you and Jay next.
Oh my God.
You were, he was watching you guys watch it, and I saw his face during that scene, and he was blushing and, you know, running away. you know, he is doing a lot of drugs.
Yes.
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 A lot.
Poof magic.
Yes.
Poof magic.
I can't believe that was not the name of this episode.
Yeah, exactly. Or like Puff the Magic Dragon or something like that. I don't know. But Jay's life is finally taking off, you know? He has this man at home that loves him and is cooking him dinners. He just got his new show sold, and, you know, here's Alexi.
I'm so sorry for him.
You're on his knees.
You are ruining him, Alex.
Obviously, my character is very, very... I would even say violent, because he doesn't care about anything and anybody. And he's really crazy and extremely talented, but very, very bad. And it's for actors, it's a pleasure to play something like this, because it's a really gift to go for that kind of character, who is like very, very, you cannot say that he's bad, because you see that all the problems he has, and you cannot say that he's good, and he's just crazy, and it's really, it's a gift to play that kind.
It has to be fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I am concerned about your well-being as a person, like, living, you know, continuing to stay alive, right? I mean, he did way more than Jay thought he would, and it's a bummer.
Someone in the chat said, "I hope he doesn't OD. A death-free season would be great." Agreed.
Yes, yeah, so death for each season. So we have death first season of Mary. We would have second season of Yael and
Coleman.
And then there'd be you. But, you know, I
we hope not. We hope not.
No. I think he'll be okay.
All I can say, if you can check my Instagram and go, like, a few months later, you will see that Alexi's character is... going back and forth season of Unreal. So my character is not going to be dead.
For sure. Yay. Well, I wasn't, because I didn't know if we could say that yet, but I mean, I'm very excited, you know.
But it's open information.
Yeah.
So, yes. Breaking news right here on AfterBuzz.
Yes, you know.
Alexi is alive.
And he will be back playing the Russian accordion, I hear.
Yay, which is so cool. Like, I have never met an accordion. Like, I've seen the instrument, but I've never met a person who actually played it.
I'm going to play accordion, and I'm going to dance ballet.
I'm not even going to lie. In my mind, when I think of the accordion and who would play it, you do not come to what I would think. So that's super cool, super cool.
I look like a perfect accordion player. Like, look at me. I'm like, there is one for my...
I know. I mean, gosh, an accordion, a monkey. It's amazing.
For those of you that are listening, I mean, Alex just made the most, like, adorable and terrifying accordion playing, you know, gestures. It's so great. So look out for that. Got to talk about Rachel a little bit, of course. You know, she goes and finds her father who, does anyone here watch Riverdale?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. Sorry.
Okay, so for those of you that watch Riverdale, it's a big CW show here. Mm-hmm. He plays Clifford Blossom. I IMDb'd it today. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I IMDb'd it. It's a real thing. So he's also on Riverdale.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I know.
I thought I'd seen him on other things, but I don't watch Riverdale.
I don't know if they... I feel like they could have possibly recast him from when we met him last season.
I couldn't remember if it was the same.
Because it was very brief. But Rachel goes there and, you know, finds out that he tried to kill himself after he found out what happened to her. Mom medicated him with lithium and... Rachel's taking it upon herself to just like start a halfway house in her truck.
Her crib truck.
You know, it's in Dr. Simon, who is being creepy, very creepy. It's a camera in her trailer. I still do not understand his motivation. Mm-hmm. I want to know.
Money,
but I'm
he's getting paid for it, so kind of.
I guess.
He's breaking a lot of rules, though, you know.
He seems a little too invested for me, you know?
Yeah, it's a little obsessive.
Yeah. What do you guys think about this whole situation? How is it going to go down with Rachel's father?
Okay, well, Rachel is so happy with her dad, so that means something bad's going to happen to him, because Rachel cannot catch a break.
No.
And also, just going back to the fact that she's still living in a truck, when Rachel, like, took her dad out of the house, I'm like, oh, they're going to get him a hotel. And I was, like, joking. I was like, oh, he's going to live in her trailer. No. He's going to live in her trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even a trailer. That's a nice word
That's
for
true.
What
it's
it is.
It's literally the back of a truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that they've laid the groundwork clearly that her father is going to probably have some sort of hallucination or some sort of breakdown. Mm-hmm. And since he tried to kill himself before, I mean, I feel like her father, that might be the death. I don't know. But something really bad probably is going to happen to her father, because she's so busy. It's like you're not sitting in the truck. You're like at Quinn's beck and call. So you can't watch him all the time. So until she finds a babysitter for him, I think it is going to eventually be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, this was intense scenes with Rachel. I have to give it. Shiri Appleby is incredible.
And she directed this episode, right?
Yeah.
Wonderful. That. And I felt like the show was almost like two different shows I was watching, because it was like Graham had his moment with the guys, which is the funny, and then Rachel had the intense drama, and I just feel like they married it all beautifully at the end. It was really awesome.
It did mix together very nicely. It wasn't too dark of an episode, and it wasn't too inappropriately funny. It kind of, you know, had everything.
Yes.
That recaps it for this episode, but we are going to ask some questions that we have for you that we, you know, got tweeted, all of that. Okay, so we have Sasha TV on Instagram. She asked, in Russian films, you always play the macho character.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like performing as a bisexual ballet dancer, as this role is very untypical for you? What was it like? And the second question is about your love life and your new girlfriend. Sorry, I didn't even realize it said that. You can ignore that last part of the question if you want. But
you don't have to, because we do want to know.
Yes. Sasha TV wants to know.
Okay, yes. Sasha TV wants to know. And it was like huge step for me to go so far from the characters I used to play before, and this is really the truth. Usually I'm playing, like, you know, the guys who's like very, you know, very, just very
macho.
They know exactly how and what, and it's eventually, you know, very easy, like, you know, very it's hard to explain, just macho.
Yes.
And here it's something like really outstanding for everything I did before. And this character is so far from me, so I just realized that it's a great opportunity for me to just really, you know, make a step forward, not just play the same characters all for the rest of my life, and just go so far. And if I'm not gonna make the step now, then when?
Yeah,
it does make sense. It didn't make sense for me to just wait and, you know, this is too crazy. No, it's not too crazy. Actually, if you're an actor, you have to be ready to give not only your soul and your mind, just your body fully to this
art performance.
Thank you for helping me.
Sorry.
Finding the
I don't
words.
Even mean to.
Profession.
Profession. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was hard to go so far and to even like understand how to play something I never experienced in my life, like at all. But that's why it was so interesting.
Yeah.
And yes, I do have a girlfriend, and I'm.
And you're very happy.
I'm.
Aww.
Aww.
And all the ladies.
That's
out
all
there
you need
are
to
sad.
Know, okay, guys. Leave them alone.
Leave them alone. Let them be happy.
So I have another one from ESC guy on Twitter. He said, being a superstar in Russia, why did you decide to do Unreal? Do you plan on doing other projects aimed at your international fans?
Yes. I'm about to release music, not only movies. I'm about to release music, American music. on 1st of April, on Day of Fools, right?
April Fool's Day.
It's also Easter.
Is so. It?
Yeah, it is Easter.
Okay, and yeah. also Easter.
Jesus is laughing, you know.
So I'm gonna release three songs and three music videos at the same day, because it already became like huge hit in a lot of countries. Especially the track She's Crazy But She's Mine, you can Google it. It's crazy. And I did a music videos as a director. I wrote the stories and I direct three music videos. And it's cool. Like, you know, they all...
Connect?
Yeah, exactly. It's like a music video TV series. They're kind of one by one and you can watch them. And they are hilarious because it's about prank couple. I'm going to release new music in English. It's going to be fun.
That's awesome.
People
That's
are going to
really
love
exciting.
It. So yeah. Some accordion.
I really like the song we opened with. Yeah. I'm definitely going to start listening to it. We have some quick news and gossip before we get into predictions. And this is coming from me. I can't say much, but I just wanted to share with you guys, because I know a lot of you are also fans of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, like I am. I was able to go to a live taping, and right now they're taping The Bachelorette, which is what we're watching, essentially, on Unreal. So I was able to go to a taping of a group date, and I was in an audience. I'm not going to say exactly what it was, but it was something that needed an audience. And, you know, there was ambulances, there was, like, the whole... I felt like I was on an episode of Unreal, and so honestly, cool. When you guys watch episode 3, I think, of The Bachelorette this coming season, you'll probably see me front and center, so just remember. And once it airs, I'll give you guys some more deets, but it was a really fun thing to do.
Cool. Was it a super long day?
Very long.
Yes.
But I'm such a fan that I didn't care. That's the pathetic part. I should have been like, this is terrible. I want to go home. I was like, I just want to stay.
Do you think Becca's going to be a good bachelorette?
Great. She seems so sweet, personable, girl next door. So you guys have a lot of fun stored in for you Bachelor fans. Let's get into some quick predictions.
Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah, Taylor. I can start. Ooh.
After Buzz TV.
I just love the little sound bite for that. Okay, so my prediction, I don't think that Madison is on the good side for good.
Ooh.
I think that she's gonna get lured back in with Gary somehow, just because she's so flaky. Like, she's so back and forth, and like Quinn said, she's a snake. And I feel like maybe Gary's going to like hold the pilot over her head or do something to make her kind of go back that way. And I'm wondering if Gary will even try and take Jay with him. Like, the nice little foursome we have with the, you know, the fun little champagne scene. I don't know that that's going to last long, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I actually would agree. I think that Madison is going to betray Quinn, but not because of she's flaky. To me, that scene where Madison was the only one who really wanted to, Madison really wants to be accepted. And if it's not with Gary and it's not with Quinn, then she's going to find another way. So I think she is going to actually betray Quinn and hopefully get her own show.
Interesting. I think that there's going to be a lot with Jay. And Alexi's character. So I'm really curious if his whole life is just going to start crumbling, or he's going to feel so guilty about everything every time he sees his boyfriend that everything's just kind of going to implode. So I'm really curious what's going to happen with him. And Dr. Simon, I think there's just something weird going on there, and I think they're going to go a little deeper, and maybe he does something with Rachel's dad. Maybe he like puts him in a, you know, a facility of some sort. Doesn't tell her. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like he's going to do something that has to do with Rachel's dad. So I'm curious about all that.
I agree with that. And that Jeremy is going to get more involved in the storyline. And he's going to save Rachel again some way, somehow, and then be like, I hate you. Well, I don't hate you. I love you. And that, because Rachel really hasn't gotten with anyone yet. And for this show, I mean, we're on 5 episodes, so that's cutting it close. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. It was so much fun talking to you and talking to the fans. Can everyone find you on social media?
How?
Social media, like Twitter, Facebook.
Social media, Twitter. I have Twitter, Alex Sparrow. I have Instagram, Mr. Alex Sparrow. Facebook, I have everything.
He has everything,
extremely popular.
Yes, he has blue check marks everywhere.
You guys can find me on Twitter at @Alphaba_Anne and on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_.
You can find me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
Hey guys, you can find me on Instagram at LMPowers15 and on Twitter at LeslyPowers15.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43. Please rate, review, subscribe. We love hearing your feedback, and we will see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.